Welcome to an all-new episode of You Can Sit With Us. We're your hosts, Beth Morse.
And Claire Hamill.
Hey. Friends, we're back.
We're here.
Oh, it's so, I feel like we're so excited. Yes. And we're going to be so excited and so amazed that we're back.
Every single time.
Yes. We might get over it here in the next few episodes, but for
maybe
now.
Not.
You're just going to have to listen to us be excited about this little baby that we've made.
Yes. We're really excited about it.
Speaking of babies.
Oh.
How was your week, Claire?
Oh, my gosh. You guys. Okay, so Anthony had his first stomach bug. He's two. He'll be two this weekend. I can't believe it.
That is amazing.
I know. I just cry about it all the time. That's normal, right? He had his first stomach bug, and I really felt like it was a pain in the ass, but and I felt so bad for him. But I also felt like it was a rite of passage as a mom to be vomited on for like 4 hours straight. And you know, what the hell? It's always in the middle of the night.
Okay? It's always at midnight.
So here's what happened. So he threw up like right after dinner. And then I was like, oh, maybe he just like gagged on something.
Please be true. Please be true.
Because he was kind of okay after that. So we like put him down. But in my mind, I was like preparing for like the worst. And then... sure enough, right exactly at midnight.
Always at midnight.
He woke up and it was just everywhere. It was just all
like the
places. Yes. I was like, what did you eat? Oh my gosh. It was just so bad. And you know, he like didn't, he wasn't interested in like holding a bowl in front of him. He like didn't really get that. So I got to the point where I like knew when it was coming. So I just, you know, we just went through all the towels in our house and...
and then bleached everything.
And Mitch was amazing. We were like, dude, we're a really good team. Because, like, I would catch the vomit. And then, like, he would clean it up. So, like, we weren't talking. We were just, like, in robot mode, you know? It was like, it was like, okay, I'll catch the puke. And then you just go ahead and start cleaning it up. So, anyway, it was kind of a nightmare. But I remember when I was pregnant thinking, oh, I'm not going to be excited when my kid gets the stomach flu. I just hate vomit. I hate it.
Well, yeah, and I don't necessarily think that after you go through it that you love it anymore.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm less scared of it,
yes,
I think.
It's less terrifying. Scary. It's less scary, and it's different when it's your own kid, for sure. Because I was the same way. I have a champion puker, though.
Oh, yeah.
Which, as a mother of a girl, I'm not sure if I should be so proud of her ability to get herself to a toilet, puke, and then rally.
Yeah.
And
that's pretty awesome.
Part of me is like, well, could I be more, should I be less proud of this? Okay, so we're recording in my car right now.
Because we're so official.
And because actually, the acoustics in your car are really good, but it's a little warm out, so we were kind of stifling, so we had to open the windows, and we're parked next to a railroad train track.
Maybe not our brightest idea.
We're going to have to find a new place to record.
It's okay. That's one of our favorite places.
It is one of our favorite
places. It's all right. It's going to be fine.
Anyway.
So you have a champion puker.
I do have a champion puker.
Amazing.
And it makes me really happy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's pretty convenient for you, right? Like,
it's
as
great.
As they get older, like, it's just, she just gets to the bathroom on her own. And...
the other two, I'm not quite so sure about.
Oh.
So, we'll
not
see.
Not quite champions yet.
No.
Maybe it will be good for them to have a peer model in their sister. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Hopefully.
So anyway, that was my week. But Mother's Day was amazing.
I know. How was your Mother's Day?
It was
what
so
happened?
Good. I decided Mother's Day is my favorite new holiday.
This is your second Mother's
Day.
It's
my second Mother's Day.
Okay.
Yep. My first Mother's Day, I was, my kid was almost one. And the year before that, I think I was in the hospital, actually, in labor on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Because I had that 5-day labor. That's a whole nother podcast. Anyway, so yeah, this is my second official Mother's Day, and it was so fun. It was just like so relaxing, and I just love, I mean, out of all the things that I am, I love celebrating that I'm a mom.
You're a mama.
Yeah, it's like my favorite thing. So that was really fun. We just relaxed. But you know what else we did? I was laughing. We went to Babies R Us, because you know they're going out of business, right?
Yeah.
So everything's on sale. So I was like, okay, Anthony needs new shoes and blah, blah, blah. So, and then we went to Target and he needed diapers. So we got all the things at Target. And then all of a sudden, like a couple hundred bucks later, I'm like, okay, I just spent all this money on my kid and it's Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know what? That's okay. Because it's, this day is about me, but it's really actually about them.
But really it's about you.
But it's really about me.
That was fine. That's the thing I always come back to, and we can get into this more a different time, but like, who, what is this really about? Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think it should be. I think everybody thinks that it's about your relationship as a mother to your kids. Mm-hmm. When I am a champion of like, no, I am the queen of my household, and mm-hmm. this is a day for you to recognize everything that I do and mm-hmm. am yeah. by not having me do it. Mm-hmm. Which, fortunately, I am married to like, the most amazing guy, and he did. He treated me like a queen yeah. all day. Yeah. I got cards from all three of my kids.
Oh, good.
And him. So I got four cards.
Nice. They have a little shrine.
I do. Good. And I love cards. I love words. I keep them. I save them to read later on. They're just little treasures to me. And Josh is not a card person. So the fact that he has recognized that I absolutely am is a testament to... well, how much he loves me, but also how well I've trained him.
Yeah, duh.
So.
I mean, isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah. And then he, we went to the park. He made me fajitas. He grilled steak and vegetables to make fajitas.
Oh that's so fancy.
Oh, so yummy. And he cleaned everything up.
Love it.
And it was wonderful. We had all three kids in the morning, but because it was Mother's Day, obviously my two bonus kiddos went to go to their mom's house. Mm-hmm. I will say my best gift. Well, so Josh and the kids got me a very non-traditional Mother's Day gift. It was a bottle of Woodford Reserve whiskey bourbon.
Oh, I cannot think of a better Mother's Day gift,
so
actually.
Great. And all these like cocktail accoutrements.
Love it.
Really good bitters and fancy cherries and everything that you kind of need to make cocktails and things like that. So that was really great. But the really great thing for me on Mother's Day was because my other two were already with their mom, I didn't have to drive them to school in the morning, which that commute is an hour there and an hour back.
Oh, yeah.
So I just got to drive Macy to school, which was a 20-minute, you know,
easy
turnaround, 30-minute turn, you know, back and forth. Yeah. And I got to start
and
my
day. You
had
your morning. Yes.
It was beautiful.
That's awesome.
So that was the thing that I loved the most. Yeah.
It is a non-traditional gift. I love that. Mm-hmm. But that's awesome.
But yeah, he was kind of worried that I wouldn't like it. And I was like, no way, man. This is awesome.
This is perfect.
This is awesome. This is what every mom wants.
Yeah. Time.
Time and alcohol.
Mm-hmm. All the alcohol. For me, it's like Oreos.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That would be good.
Just give me all the Oreos.
Like
and popcorn.
Yes.
I'll take snacks over alcohol any day. Snacks. I'm one of those people. Yeah.
That's good.
Well, good. Well, happy Mother's Day to you.
Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there and all the moms that have raised us, and we're so thankful.
Yeah.
So let's dive into our topic for today.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I'm pumped for this topic. This has been the reason for this podcast. Mm-hmm. Really come out of our topic today. So, the topic is quitting your job.
Do it.
We're talking about quitting your job.
I'm just kidding. I'm not encouraging that.
So I do want to pause because I want to recognize that when we say like, just quit your job, we don't actually mean just quit your job.
Sure.
It's definitely coming from a place of privilege. I will be the first to recognize that the reason that I was able to leave my job without having another job lined up for me in December this last year was because I am very privileged. I'm married. My husband has a good job where he's able to provide for us and sustain our family. I'm a white woman, which that alone carries a ton of privilege. But so I just want to recognize that and be very sensitive to that, that
for sure,
not all of our listeners are married. Not all of our listeners are in a place where it would make sense for them to just quit
drop
their job.
Everything. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I was a single mom, broke single mom 2.5-3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it would have never made sense. It would have, it would have been really,
practically speaking,
it would have been really stupid for me to just quit my job.
Yeah.
So really the thing that we're thinking about is leaving the thing that is no longer serving you to pursue something better. I think that's probably a better
title.
That's
absolutely more what we are championing here.
Yeah.
For sure. So tell, why don't you start by just talking through, because you've actually just kind of made this decision.
Yeah.
It's pretty fresh.
It is fresh. So I've been teaching for 10 years and I've taught all the things under the sun, grades K through six. And I mean, basically I've been on a personal growth journey in the last few years that has led me to this place where I know that I need to be doing things that are serving me and my family.
Yeah. How did you figure that out? Like, what was it? Was there things that were happening or like physical things yes. that were coming up for you?
So many
and
things.
And I don't, when I say physical, I mean, not just things about your body, although I do know that was mm-hmm. happening for you, but other signs in your everyday life that something was off and that this needed to happen?
Yeah, I think that for me, it was more about not feeling like myself.
Mm.
You know, I felt like I wasn't living authentically.
Yeah.
And that didn't sit well with me. And I think that when it really turned is when I really started, that really started manifesting physically in my body.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So anxiety was up. I mean, I struggle with anxiety anyway, but anxiety was up. If I'm being super real about it, I mean, my depression was like through the roof. Like I would go to work and I would come home and I was even working part-time this year, but I just didn't ever feel like myself. So I would come home and not want to leave because I feel the most myself right at home.
Right.
With my husband and my kids. So that was like my safe space. You know, I've got some other things going on, like aside from my job that I'm dealing with in terms of like my hormones and I'm getting all of that worked out.
Yeah.
But the whole lesson for me, like came to fruition when it was like, it kind of like all came together. It was like the perfect storm. Like, okay, your anxiety and your depression are through the roof. You don't feel like yourself. You go to job, you go to your job and it's not fulfilling anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like teaching is so different than it was 10 years ago even. And it's nobody's fault. It's just how it is.
It just is what it is. Yeah.
And so all these things kind of came together at once. And once I went to my doctor, actually, I went to my naturopath and we kind of talked through all of it. I came away from that thinking I have to make space mm-hmm. in my life for things that don't make me anxious.
Yeah.
And that don't perpetuate the depression and that don't make me want to eat my entire kitchen.
Yeah. Right?
And that help me want to get out of the house.
Or drink your entire pantry.
Drink your entire pantry.
Hello.
What, all the things, right? So that was when I made my decision, was like, I'm going to jump. And I absolutely know it comes from a place of privilege, but we're not in a place yet where Mitch's job can completely sustain us.
Right.
So for me, it's a major leap of faith. As I kind of move forward, trying to figure out what it is that's going to sustain us.
Right.
So
you're still kind of in that process place.
Oh my gosh.
Figuring out what's next.
Yes.
How to actually earn that cash.
Mm-hmm. Because from a practical point of view, I have to be bringing money in, right? Like I'm not in a place where I can just sit back
and eat bonbons.
Whatever. I mean, listen.
Just make this podcast every day.
Yeah. I mean, I would do that too. But, so that's kind of where I'm at. And I was listening to a different podcast today, actually. It's called The Manifestation Babe and she's amazing. But,
shout out.
Yeah. She's wonderful. If you don't listen to her, you should listen to her. And, she was talking about how like, it's okay to like sit in that place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm doing now is like, and you know what's so funny is I'm sitting in that place and I still feel more like myself than I did knowing that I was going back into that world.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that crazy?
There's this, yeah, the certain level of discomfort that comes from the not knowing what's next or having a clear path defined for you or mm-hmm. outlined for you, right? But still being less uncomfortable than the toxicity that is eating away at your soul when you're doing the thing that isn't true and isn't aligned with, you know, who you are and what it is that you mm-hmm. believe.
Mm-hmm.
So for me,
I've done a lot of work around what I call guiding light values. All of my coaching clients, this is something I take them through when they start working with me. Everything that I do comes back to values. Mm-hmm. And I started this work about 2 years ago, discovering my own. And my guiding light values, just so you all know, are relationships or connection. Love is kind of, those are words that are all kind of connected for me. And then growth or progress or bettering of self. Mm-hmm. Those are my two. So those are kind of clumped together. So those two ideas, connection and growth. And it was really interesting that in my last job, those were the values that brought me into the job, mm-hmm. but those were also the same values that allowed me to leave. Because they weren't there anymore, or because I had evolved to a point where I wasn't living into those values fully. And so I think that that's really interesting because, and the only reason I highlight that is because I think we like to think that we are neat and tidy and we are who we are and that we just kind of fit into these little boxes or mm-hmm. these little roles and then expect that things shouldn't change. Mm-hmm. And then we're just so surprised when things do or when we do. Sure. Like, how did this happen? Mm-hmm. How did it get here? Right? When that's just life. Mm-hmm. Right? That's
it's just not life. That black and white.
It's not that black and white. It's mm-hmm. not that neat and tidy. Things are messy and it's squishy, right? Mm-hmm. We're squishy human beings. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really, that was really important for me because I had done so much work figuring out what those guiding light values were. I wanted to be able to honor them. It was really important that I was still, that I had done, that the work wasn't in vain.
Right. Totally.
That it was like, oh, I did all this work. Are these still my values? And to be able to say, yep, they still are, but mm-hmm. they are for different reasons mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. You know, I went into my last job for, you know, connection and growth. I was part of a tech education company working with career changers, people who were changing their lives. Hello, that's growth. Mm-hmm. And I was getting to be a coach again. Mm-hmm. I was moving from recruiting, which is really transactional, to a coaching relationship, which is way more relational. Yes. So voila, there we are. Mm-hmm. Those are my two values.
Good combo, yeah.
When I left my job, the things that were missing for me was my relationship with my husband and my new family. Mm-hmm. My work.
That was a big turning point for you.
It was a huge turning point for me. I got married. I've been married just under a year. Mm-hmm. And we're a blended family. So the work of putting together, starting a new family and putting it together in a really healthy way is really difficult. And I was feeling like I wasn't enough in either arena. Mm-hmm. I wasn't enough at work and I wasn't enough at home and it was eating mm-hmm. me up. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like I could be present enough to do a good job at work and be present enough at home. Like they were, if I tried
the battle
to,
of the mom,
yeah,
right?
It is. And mm-hmm. just life, right? Yeah. I think that is really hard. So for me, I was missing out on my connection. I still had, obviously, relationships with all of my clients mm-hmm. That were really positive. But the relationship that I had with my husband and my new family was suffering. And so that's where the value of relationship was. I could still hold it up and say, no, I can leave here because this is suffering. And the growth piece, my value of growth and progress, I had felt like I had given all there was mm-hmm. to give mm-hmm. to that job and that I wasn't progressing as a person. I knew I needed to create something. Mm-hmm. I knew I needed to, be more creative mm-hmm. in a way that I wasn't able to for a number of different reasons in my last job. And so it was time. Mm-hmm. It was time to go. And for me, it was a pretty easy call because my husband just said, you need to quit.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty sweet.
You got to go. I know. Yeah. So again, I understand it's not always that clear, mm-hmm. but for me it was. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I would say for me that's another thing that it. I mean, my health has been my priority in the last couple months, just figuring out all this stuff for me. And I know that if I'm putting myself back in the situation I'm in now, if I'm going back there in the fall, my health is going to suffer. Mm-hmm. And to me, that is my priority.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like putting your family together. To me, that, you know, I'm kind of on the other side of that in terms of my health. And that's just, that's what I need to be able to focus on now. Okay. So I have a question for you. So as a coach, then what would you tell somebody? What would you like, where would somebody start if they're like, yeah, this doesn't feel like me, or my health is suffering, or this doesn't align with my values. Like, so, what do you think you would tell somebody?
Well, so I would start there. If anybody who's listening is going, ooh, this is kind of resonating with me, something in my body is reacting to this, I would say, just stop right now, pause the podcast, mm-hmm. and understand what that is. And really, I always like asking people, whose voice is that? Is that your partner's voice? Is it your mom, yeah, parents' mm-hmm. voice? Is it your boss's voice? You know, and when I say whose voice is prompting this, like something's not right, or if you're hearing, you should do this, you should do that. We kind of talked about that mm-hmm. in the pilot. Mm-hmm. Don't let anyone should on you.
No.
And if you are feeling should on, just notice that. I would start with that. I'm so annoyed.
I know. I've never seen those things before. You guys, it's like a big ass crane on the railroad.
Like on the railroad.
It's like louder than the actual train.
Okay.
Let's just hope a train doesn't come by.
Oh my gosh.
It's okay. The universe is on our side. We're going to be fine.
We're so thankful for this podcast mm-hmm. and for gracious listeners. So I would start to recognize, you know, what is it that's feeling uncomfortable? Is it just, and trying to identify, is it the job, or is it really how it fits into your life? Mm-hmm. Because that's kind of there's two separate things.
Sure.
And trying to figure out, you know, what isn't working for me, and getting really clear on that. I'm a huge fan of journaling. I have my dear friend Steph always says, write it down. And she's so wise. And I come back to that so many different times to just jot it down, just write down, what am I feeling mm-hmm. and see what happens, see what comes out.
Mm-hmm. Cause I think there's something about that intuition, right? Like in your gut. I mean, I feel like all the decisions I've made that have been big ones have been gut decisions. And I would say 99.9% of the time my gut has not failed me.
So what would you say to somebody who isn't used to or hasn't gotten to the place where they can trust their intuition?
I would say go back to your values.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. I was thinking about that while you were talking. I would say if you don't know, if you can't figure out what your values are, that's the way to start.
Call me.
Because then, yeah, well, Beth can help you with that. But there's a lot of really cool online activities to do that. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times you don't even have words for what you value.
Right.
And people are like, well, I value my friends. You know what I mean? But like...
But what does that really mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? And so you can kind of pare that down and have words to go with what you value. And then you can start aligning what you're doing in your life with your values.
Yeah.
And then you can set up your own kind of like personal mission statement and go back to that mm-hmm. and say, okay, I'm doing this, but it doesn't align at all with what I'm saying my values
right.
are. So I feel like that's where you kind of have to start in order to like take another step forward.
Sure.
Like for me, it's, I know I value being a mom. That's huge for me. Mm-hmm. Huge. I value my health, you know, and these aren't my words, but like, those are things that are priorities in my life. And the thing that I was doing wasn't allowing me to put those first.
Yeah.
And really prioritizing is just figuring out what is in your life and how much time.
Right. How much spend. Time and energy.
Yeah. Balance. That's what balance is. Balance mm-hmm. is just figuring out what is most important to you and like putting it
in the right place.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
So if you feel off balance, I would say that's another way to, instead of like, maybe you don't know how to listen to your intuition, but if something feels off, then I think you go back to your values. Okay. What is it that's important to me? Right. And talk to people.
Yeah. Right? I feel like this is going to be one of the things that I want us to talk about
for sure
at our meetup.
Yes.
Really. Because we talk about our values. We've obviously done a lot of personal growth work on our own to kind of come up with this, but I realized that this isn't everybody.
Right.
And that's okay. If you're listening and you're going, I have no idea what Beth and Claire are talking mm-hmm. about. Personal values? What's that mean? Mm-hmm. So that's cool. We definitely want to create a space for our listeners to get there. And I'm thinking that that could be a kind of a fun activity that we can do together in smaller groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love that.
At a meetup.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like fun.
I know.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Put it on the list.
So what do you think is next? I mean, I want to just ask that question and throw it out there because...
Well, I think for now, for me, I'm just trying to figure out what it is that I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, I think that I'm just kind of allowing myself to sit in this space. I have been doing some research on coaching, actually.
Hey.
And, yeah, and I keep coming back to this idea of, like, helping people go through that personal growth journey and figure out what their values are, like, exactly what we're doing, right? And, but making it a whole self journey, right? So it's mind, body, spirit. Oriented. So I've thought about that. I have this dream of opening up, like an all women's hub, where women can come and work or play or, network or whatever, shower.
Yes.
Read a book,
take a nap,
get their hair done. Yeah. All the things. I want to have all of it available. Because if I, you know, I just feel like women, whether you're a mom or not, you just need that space, you know? So, that's another thing that I keep coming back to is creating a space for women. So I don't know if that's in the near future or in the far future, but that is just, that dream does not leave my head ever. It just sits in there all the time. So
I love that.
So maybe it's to start creating a business plan for something like that.
So exciting.
I don't know. Yeah. We'll see.
So exciting.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to be on this journey with you.
So fun. This is amazing. I'm so thankful.
So let's wrap this up here.
Okay.
You heard us kind of tease this in the pilot talking about a meetup. Mm-hmm. It is happening, y'all.
Happening.
So we have space confirmed at for our Seattle friends. And I understand that we probably will get listeners all over the place. But mm-hmm. we are based out of Seattle. And our core group is... in the Seattle area. Mm-hmm. So we have a space reserved Wednesday, June 6th at the Alibi Room in Greenwood.
Yes.
It's the location in Greenwood, not the one in Pike Place Market. So the Alibi Room in Greenwood, we on June 6th, Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. If you are listening to this, we want you there. Reach out to whoever shared this podcast with you, whether it was Beth or Claire or a friend. Reach out to whoever shared this podcast with you and say, hey, I want to come. I want to be involved in this. I want to mm-hmm. network with other amazing women and do some personal growth and eat yummy food.
Yeah.
And
that's literally all we're doing.
Have drinks. Yeah. We're just hanging out. Mm-hmm. But really a way to celebrate the launch of You Can Sit With Us podcast.
Yes.
And each other.
Yes.
So
awesome. So right. We hope to see you there.
So excited.
All right, you guys. Thanks for sitting with us today. Please be sure to subscribe to You Can Sit With Us on Anchor Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite listening content. If you like what you hear, leave us an awesome review and share with your friends. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.